So let's mention here already briefly what seems to be a essential thing in Machlokes Rishonim. Ben Chananel refers to it because Kedua Ben Chananel was from Rav Chaim Goyen's Beis Medrash. His father was Rav Chaim Goyen's Talmud. Kedua. So most shittas of Rav Chaim Goyen, which Rishonim bring Bishmoy, you find in Ben Chananel when we have Ben Chananel. All Rishonim bring shittas of Rav Chaim Goyen that what the Gemara calls pligay, that Tana Debraisa says Shvorim is a tour, and the Tana Mishnah says tour is a tour, Yevomis is a tour. That it's not machlokes in din halacha l'maaseh. It's not machlokes halacha l'maaseh because both are ksherim, both are ksherim. The Torah says tour l'chaim. Somebody goes shvorim is in time the mitzvah. Somebody goes tour in time the mitzvah. Plige means this is one type, but there are two types. The Tana of the Mishnah was referring to one type, and the Tana of the Brisa is referring to another type. Both types are kosher. Even l'chadchila pashas. Elamai, why was Rav Bo Masakin to blow Tashvat, then Tashvat, then Tarat? Why Tashvat, then Tashvat, then Tarat? So according to Rav Chaim Goyen, it's because it was Nirik and Mekomis and Mekomis. There was a Chilug and Minhogim. He came to make a uniform Minik. He didn't come to, it's not like taking, putting on a Tefillin Derash, Tefillin Derash, Tefillin Derash, to be actually both Shittes or whatever, to the Chres. Let's make a uniform minig. But not that it wasn't necessary to become the mitzvah. Just he didn't want the one mokum the buta shots exclusively, another mokum buta rats. He wanted to make a uniformity of minig. That's the shita of Rav Chaim Goyen brought down by Rishonim. Boru kachamo, the Baratoyes don't hold like that. Boru kachamo. Because the second half of Toyes was, it's Boru kachamo, we'll come to receive mitzvah Hashem. And it's also a foolish in the Rambam, the Rosh Hashanah is also a foolish, not like that. And you had the feeling that the Arichus and the Rambam comes out of Fugia the Rav Chaim Goyen, which undoubtedly the Rambam knew about. The Rambam says in Hichos Shai, Tua zu ha-mura bit-batero nis-tapik lonu sofek v'fi orech ha-shonim v'roi v'golus. Well, nis-tapik lonu sofek v'fi orech ha-shonim v'roi v'golus. The Rambam is a... Half of the Gazach, it was supposed to Sofik in the Kabbalah. Sofik is very specific, either this or this. I'm sure we lost the Chas V'Shalom, lost the Mesoris. What's a Shoif of Chas V'Shalom? No, we know, but we lost that specific part, a specific part, this topic one. The Oyech HaShonim B'Roi V'Golos, this lost in Zandra Pagan and Shita, that's for sure.
Where is it?
The Gimel Halacha Beis. ואין אנו יודעים היכי, אם יהיה אלוהו שמיעלו למנושם ביניהם, ושם בבבים, או ינוחו, כדי שיינך אותם פעם אחר פעם. שדויק מליבן, אוקיי. או שניהם כאחד, את השבט. או בוסם ביחד. לגמור עושה, זה, לפי זה, זה three sheet, זה כמובן, אבל three sheet, three מנהוגים, three ways to both שויפר. איזה תשעת או תשעת, או בדווקא both of them. Let's go back to Christmas. So, it will come when I mean asking about because now we come to another sugi. Tashvat Tashvat Tashvat. Mishum the super tour the core. I get to a mamish mashana kaim tour. The rule of yolu eshvam the gnu cheganach eshvam tour shneim tzach the tour. Do the gnu cheganach vilu yolu both. Says Taisa v'tzach is over shvam. Shloi hei mai v'chakol echad b'fnei atzmei gigimu yvavis. But says Taisa, the famous Taisa's warning. Taisa's precaution. Tzorach l'zovet shvorim, when you're blowing the shvorim, each individual shev shouldn't be as long as three vovis. Shoshosh kolis kolshu, which according to Rashi is all you have to blow. Two according to Rashi consists of gimui vovis, kolis balam kolshu. Any kol which equals that is a tour. Since she tkiya ke tour, so any kol that equals the length of three vovis is a tkiya by definition. Whose definition? The Mishnah's definition. She tkiya ke tour. So a shiat kia kishol shivovis is a tkiya. It's anything. So even if it's blowing shvorim, the shevet is as long as three koiches, three koiches, b'al makoshu, it's a shevet, it's a tkiya. Dim ken nas a tkiya v'shvorim, da shiat kia kituo, shiat tuo kikimivovis. Venire, let's invite the Shachai Vodum Harak Betkiya Shadashad Yesem Shadashad Shadashad Yesem Shadashad Harat. Toshiat Kiyah Kituo, Vetashvat neues im schon zwege die genuche wie all nimmst es nach la habe ich betkie so das war geschie so schon gimme babes sie so das sag ich gimme so da sind das schat ich so zwege die genuche gonner betkie so da war geschie zu so la jogo mir mach was die jetzt die das war ein loch so lach mal jetzt sie san mach ich sich sein ein bad lachs okay. The Taisha said three things here. Let's see. The first thing Taisha said is that when you blow into Hashat, you have to be careful, according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, everybody knows, if a Yevov is a Koyach Ba'am Koshul, Koyach Ba'am Koshul, it's a Nisoy Yachut, and a Nisoy Machiach, how long does it take to blow a Koyach Ba'am Koshul? Most Balad Ki in 1 second can blow 3 Koshas. Most Balad Ki, do it, make it the recording, and you use a stopwatch and see. It takes 3 seconds, Berich, to blow 9 koiches. 1 second, to blow 3 koiches. Okay. So when Taisha says, Tzorich Lizor, that a Sheva can be the length of Gimel koiches, means each Sheva can be more than 1 second long. It's very, very short. Okay, so that's the first point in Taisha. So a Sheva can be as long as a Gimel Yevov. It's because, why? Because Shia Tzki, because then it's a two. It's a key, it's not a Sheva anymore. Then Taisha says, in Tashvat, Tashat Arat, the three lengths of each of those has three lengths. Tashvat being longer, the key of Tashvat is the longest, key of Tashvat is the second longest, the key of Tashvat is the shortest. Why? Because Shiat Ki always has to be Shiat Tua. Tua is the middle coil in whatever you blow in the middle. Shoram Tua, Shoram Tua. Yeah. Then, Taisa has another locha that you remember he has as much as you want. They will come to deal with everything. Rishayin Mask on this Taisa. We say about the famous kasha that goes as three brings a kasha on this Taisa. So the first thing Taisa says that you have to be careful not to make a shev as long as gimel evolves, because then because of the equation of shiat kia tua, so that shev is not a shev anymore. It's a kia. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Why does it not make any sense? For obvious reason, it doesn't make any sense because shiat when is a coil whose length is the length of three yevoves at kia only in tarat? When the middle coil, when the tua is a yevove, is yevoves, then its kia, the kia of that seder of the seder tarat, is the length of the kia is determined by the coil you blew in the middle. So if you're blowing tua yevoves, the coil of is three yevoves and you finish, and three yevoves is very short, is of a very short duration. So then the kia of a tarat is very short. So the key is a second plus a mashul, if you want. The tour takes a second to blow three yevoves, and then another key, and that's it. How long does the key have to be? Kishir to a tour. We're blowing tashat. So let's begin. How long is the key of tashat have to be? Shesh shvorim. How long is the shesh shvorim? Three times that. More than that. So what's the problem? What's the problem if a shever, it's as long as three yevoves. If you're blowing shvorim, you're not blowing yevoves. And if you're blowing tashvat, certainly not. In tashvat, the tea is even longer. The tea is twice the length. If not more than that. More than twice the length of a tarat. And twice the length of a tashat. So in tashvat, certainly should be a problem. In tashat also, why is the length of a shavu? Why is the shavu become disqualified? Become possible if it's kishir, gimu yevoves. Right? It's mutually exclusive one to another. Shvorim and tua is mutually exclusive. This is the kasha that goes as we bring some new training. It's very shvara kasha. Very shvara kasha. Bishloimo. Bishloimo kund of high going. Bishloimo kund of high going. So, it's a big mokum to say, no, that in Ochinami. What do I mean by that? Kund of high going means the rice, both possibilities are valid minatoyo. Even those of blue tashats who made the tarats are also kosher. Those who shvorim made the tools, the yevovas are kosher, and vice versa. So now, if the shvorim is kosher, and if the tools, and if the tool yevov is kosher, so now, neshalas ha-sha'ilu, at what length does a coil become? Does a coil become a tkiya? What's the minimum length of a coil which turns it into a tkiya and says it's not a shev anymore? So then you can understand, you could hear, that both are valid minatoyu. Both are valid, both the shvorim and the tools. So any coil which equals gimel yevoves is already at kia. It's already at kia. It's not a shev anymore. Because if both are valid minatoyu, so then the kia has to stream with both. So something, or the shev has to stream with both. in the sand. So mainly the coin of high going, it is certainly welcome to for this Tosis Ha'ora. But the Baal Tosis themselves in Furish, in the beginning and the Hamshach Tumah for Tosis Furish, they don't hold it that Flukim and Hogim are both Ksharim. They hold it as Machloik is Lamaisim. So why then the Tosis are worried that the Shevet, which equals three Yevovets, is at Kiyah? It's only at Kiyah in Tarad. It's not at Kiyah in Tashat. Tashat is not at Kiyah. Some people blow Tashat and blow at Kiyah. Kishir Shalosh Yevovets, he's not Yetzir, for sure. It's not at Kiyah B'chol. Tzorach Loimar. Tzorach Loimar. Tzorach Loimar like this. In this halacha, the Shlit Kiyah Ketua. In this halacha, Shlit Kiyah Ketua. So yeah, lying. The two ways of understanding it. One way is that the Shlit Kiyah Ketua is the definition of the Hagdor of the Chefs of the Kol of Kiyah. Right? We started saying before. Each of the three colors we blow, Kiyah, Shvorah, Ketua, has certain defining characteristics. In Shvorim and in Tours, we can specify three. Since Kiyah is a co-partial, we can specify only two. But we can specify Chori two, and Kiyah can be defined by two characteristics. Number one, the nature of the coil. The nature of the coil, what does it sound like? What does it sound like? So the Gemara calls it a Pshuta. Pshuta means no ups, no downs. The thing I do is the Shaila, right? Here, can you do as a shayla? How partial is partial? Or if something becomes, the curve becomes not partial, at which point do we throw it out? Well, the different chumis, this is already a chumis. Chavayis mistamak chayis rolls noyek that the bakia goes up a little bit at the end or beginning, it's a little choppy, not choppy, mamet, but so they let it go. I'm sure late already is what's mefusim, I'm sure like this can. Was very, very mapid that the kol shouldn't break even a master of a master. And so too, the same Chaim also was said the Pshuta has to be a Pshuta. Pshuta has to be a Pshuta. And they try to be mapid on that. If it breaks at the end, somebody can't do a bedafke. They make no attempt not to do it that way. They don't try to. A professional is able to end the key, to blow, and then stop. Sometimes it's not professional, it goes either up or down, it doesn't end smoothly. So some machpit, it should be pshuta, but it's not. Good, but derech la minhaga novos is not to be machpit of a zoyvayt. So it's called pshuta, it's one for sure defined characteristic of a tkir. The second one for sure is the length. The length. Certainly, in other words, some you blow nine very, very short kolos and say, I'll be mitzarif them. I'll be mitzarif them. So, certainly that's no good. He didn't blow a tkiya. He blew three, he blew tours, and he blew behind bismogin, but he didn't blow a tkiya. He blew many, many, many tours, and I'm mitzarif. Okay. But there's another possibility also, and that is that there could be that the shir is a shir in the kiyam of mitzvah on the chemtah of the kolos. For example, the shir is, we had to find the shir in Lulav is Dal Tvachim. Shir Lulav is Dal Tvachim. Well, if a Lulav is less than Dal Tvachim, it's a Pshat, it's not a Chavs of Lulav. So then that Chakira is a Chakira. Maybe in Hadassim, there's a Mokum to say there was not a Mishulash, it's not a Chavs of Hodas. Different Chavs. Not just for the Kirmid. Right? I assume you know what I'm talking about. Hadassim Shuloshim. But the shir is, especially in Lulav and Pashas, the Kirmid Tvachim and the others, there's a shir in the Kirmid. So you wouldn't say that Lulav is 3.5 Tvachim, it's not a Chavs of Lulav, it's a Min Acher. It's a min acher. I wouldn't believe it. It's not a min acher. Now I bring you a raya. I bring you a raya because the locha, the chatzitz apostles in Abba Minim. The Gemara says it shouldn't be oyge the lulav with gimuni or shozov dog. But it's a Gemara. You can't if you hold the thing with a handle. It's some kind of a metal. It's a golden igud. So it's a hefsek. That's why we make the igud with the. We take the alim leaves of the lulav and we make igud on the lulav itself, and then the three meaning go together. That's a chiv gom, make it in, to make igud. Or the kreshiklech, what they call it. What do you make it from? You make it from alim of a lulav. If you say that a lulav is not a twelve, not a hefsek of a lulav, So it's nochem ochatzitza. It's nochem ochatzitza. So nochem pita bebira. So how we argue the lulav with the leaves of a lulav? Teres says it's boshet. It's boshet. It's the chesed of lulav. Elomai the sheir. It's the chesed of lulav. The sheir. That rai is mamash after you can fair. Go, but I go boring. But it's boshet that the sheir the altsmochem means for the kima mitzvah. But the chesed of lulav it is even less than altsmochem. The yesh lain is such a possibility. It's such a possibility in shofar. In shofar, it's such a possibility. So the answer is for sure yes. And that's not talking about kiyah here. In kiyah, it could be that you have both things. You have a certain shear. You have a shear of the coil which defines the coil. And it has to be like that. Or else you belong shvorim and truas and not kiyahs. So there certainly is a shear in the coil which defines as being at kiyah. Is that the only thing? Or is it in addition to another loch? So pshat, and the mash pshat in Baruch Tosfos is that they hold their both. There's one shear which is which defines the chefs of the coil. This the chefs of the coil is only if it's this, so long. Once it's so long, it's a kosher, it's a tkiya. There's another loch. There's another loch, it's another shear which has to be which says you have to blow this much to be mekayem the mitzvah. The shear in the kima mitzvah, like dalat vochim, or like yud beis a gudlim in tzitzis. It's also, I mean, it's a shear for the kima mitzvah. It's not a shear in the chepsis. It's a shear for the mitzvah you're talking about. Like, matzah, half a gazai is a matzah, it's chepsis matzah. I mean, that's possible. But they have to eat so much, you have the mitzvah. Okay. Yeah, Yishlaim are like this. Even according to Balat Haizvitz, they hold that on Rosh Hashanah, the Balat Mishnah held, the Tana of the Mishnah held that if you go shvorim you're not yotzei, and Tana of the Braisa held that if you go yibovis you're not yotzei. But nevertheless, everybody held that there is such a thing. You have to know where. We'll see. Maybe there's such a thing as shvorim, and they both held the Tana of the Mishnah held shvorim is also a coil, and the Batol and the Tana of the Braisa held yibovis is also a coil. And what's most important is that everybody holds that the shiat kia, the length of the coil, the defining characteristic of the shiat kia, is the shortest. Shiat kia ke shalosh yevovis. Even and where do you find? I'll tell you. Where do you find? Where could it be that all in the gay? Where could it be? Besides Rosh Hashanah, where do we have shayfa? Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. Where do we have shayfa? Teres is on Tanias. On Tanias also they blew chatzay teres. They blew whatever it is, but they blew these coilus. They blew these coilus. Going to Sami 24. They blew these coilus. So there, and you talk in Moed and Tanir, he says, no complaint maybe on Yevov, Azoy, or Genuche, Gonach, Yilul, Lol. So there could be Midrash, that the Torah recognizes that all of them are chefsas of Kol, of Tua. Mimele, here's a mamash of Pshat. The Pshat is that the sheer Tua, Kia, Kigim, Yevov, is the sheer in the chefsa. That, the chefsa of a Kol, which is as long as Gim, Yevov, that's at Kia. The Yotzim together Shvorim, Yotzim together Yevov a long time ago, and Yotzim together Shvorim, what's it equal to three Yevovs? It's a Tkiah. If you're blowing Tanau, is it long enough to be carrying the mitzvah? Depends what side you're blowing. When you're blowing Tashat, so you have to blow, then there's a shid for the Kima mitzvah. Shir for the Kima mitzvah is that the key has to be as long as the coil is blowing in the middle. Longer than the minimal shir which defines the chefza, but the Kiyah mitzvah requires shir kiyah kishir shlisha shavoyim. And if you're blowing tashvat, which is more than twice the length, then you have to blow, that you have to be mayuch in the key even longer than that. Why? Not because there won't be a chefza of the key less than that. Because the Kiyah mitzvah of tashvat, kiyah, which is the pluto which serves as a pluto for nev tashvat, the shir for the Kiyah mitzvah is like that. Mez Mishav Heitev Shiva Taisa, Taisa says that if the Rishonim the Asakashim held, not like that, they held the Shiat Kiyatua is in whatever bov you're blowing, it defines the chefs of the coil. It's not, it doesn't have a shame coil. And because they held that the Mandomad held of Shvom, there's a lot of Yvovis, and Yvovis, there's a lot of Shvom, so maybe there's not a chefs of a coil. I may be on Tanias, there might be, but Roshana is not a chefs of a coil. Roshana, that key is less than whatever the tool you're blowing in the middle, doesn't have a shame key then. Doesn't have a shame key then, right? Clear. It's not two lochas according to them. That's the Tan Taisvis. Now, being a raya, the raya is the diuk. The diuk is the diuk I'm meeting. According to the Rebbe Shanim, according to the sheet of Hagoy Shrida, we just said, so there's only one halacha here. The halacha is that the key is defined, the length of the key is determined, the length of the key is determined by the length of the kol blowing in the middle. Shvam Shua says he has to be Kishet Shvam Shua. And if it's a Shvam, it's a Shvam. There's no objective or standard Shia key. The Shia of the Chavs depends on what you're blowing in the middle, correct? That's according to the other Shanim. What does it say, so? So each Tanna says it in its own lashon. Tanna of the Mishnah says it in terms of his tour, and the Tanna of the Brisa says it in terms of his tour. Since the Tanna of the Mishnah held Yevavus, it says Shia Kiyah Kishosh Yevavus, and Tanna of the Brisa held Shia Kiyah, held that tour is Shvorim, it says Shia Kiyah Kishvorim. But the site is a divine site. That the shear of the key has to be, the shear of the tutel from there has to be as long as the kol blowing in the middle. The blowing in the middle. So then, the coin to those who shine him, is it more mechudish because how long does the shear of the key of Tashvat have to be? How long is it? The coin to Rabo said there's a third possibility. He was in it's a third possibility. Midaraisa. Not Shvorm, not Tuor, but Shvorm, Tuor together. So how long does that key have to be? It's possible, we learned already. It's not a chidish to say that if there's a third possibility of the kia, so correspondingly, the shiat kia has to go, if there's a third possibility of shvam tua, so correspondingly, shiat shvam tua has to go up. Has to go up. I mean, it's possible, it's mucham neobei. It's not a chidish. When Tosis brings down this aloha, look at Tosis. When Tosis brings down the aloha, Tosis says, V'nire, שחי בודו מאח בתקיע של תשוות יש עם שעות השעות תשוות יש עם שעות הבת תשוות קיע כתבור תשוות עונו יש עם וכו תשוות see if תשוות will be writing a kit of shulchan aruch so you have to write this and near it I mean the חי בודו מאח in the קיע but תשוות prefaces it by saying ונירה ונירה means it's ונירה you introduce a chidush saying ונירה well, what's the chidush here? What's the chiddush here? The shiat kiyah should be kishiat tuah. Then the Mishnah says it. The Rebbe says it. Oh, v'nireh. Right, every time you find the Rambam royally, so there are two challenges. And then number one, you have to find out why it's not mefush in the Gemara. Number two, where he derive it from? That's every royally. V'nireh is the same thing. It's not mefush, but he can derive it from something. Patrese is repeating the Mishnah. You repeat a Mishnah with a v'nireh. The Teretz is, according to Teretz, Taka Veniri. Because who has Shidi Bando? This is Mamash, the riot, the what we said. The three Teretz, the Shir of Shid Kiyah, the Shir of the two types of Shurim in Kiyah, the Shir and the Chepse, and then Teretz held that Shir, there's another Shir for the Kiyah Mitzvah. So in Tashra, Taka Lo Shemanu. The Mandama, the Shita says that the Shvorm in the middle has to be the two in the middle of Shvorm Tua. So does he require a kid to be as long as Shvorm Tua? Maybe not. Maybe he'll get away with a shorter kia. A shorter kia. That's why we need it. Lo Shemano. It's not Mukhruch. It's not Mefush a Mishneh. It's not Mefush a Brisa L'Chayr. It's not Mefush that the Shia has to be as long as. That's what you're blowing in the middle. So Venir, nevertheless, tell yourself, but it's true. It's true that the Shia key has to be as long as the... as the Vov. This! One more, and another point there. This goes the other way too. Who did inversely? We have Shia Saravid. Shia Saravid is like this. Saravid has a Gevalt Gepshat, very Geshmak Gepshat in Gemara. Saravid learned like this. Saravid learned that there are two Chalokim in Sugi. When the Gemara said, Shia key Ketuah, and the Mishnah said, "Shiyot kiyak shoshua." So Abai came with Miyashev. Tan didan kuchoshet kiyat kulbovi. Tan abovo. Tan abro. Held chad bovi tuloy. Okay. According to our Rishonim, that's what we're talking about. That's the mamash was shedibanu. Hein advorim. The shiyot kiyas a bit longer than what you're blowing in the middle. The Rabbi learned when the next gemara says, "Om Abai, b'hovat epligay." What about the plige? There's a machloigis mohusis, an essential machloigis, as to what's the nature of tour. That the Mishnah says, Shoshivovis, and the Bible says, Shoshivovis. What about the plige? So the Rabbi learned when the one says Bahor Vatai Pligi, he's going back to the first apparent stira too. The first apparent stira was that the Mishnah says Shiat Kiyah Kisholosh Tuos, and the Rabbi says Shiat Kiyah Kituah. So Abai L'Chachilu was a Miyashavit. Now Bahor Vatai Pligi. So the Rabbi, go back now that the Bahor Vatai Pligi. We have a new shot. The first apparent stira reflects his machlokes. I tell what the Rabbi says, but we see inside we have time. The Rabbi learns that the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Maskanas of the Gemara is Shiat Kiyah Kesholosh Tuos, means the Rabbi learns the Shalosh Vovets the three colors by Makosh like Rashi. The Rabbi says Shiat Kiyah has to be three times that. Three times three has to be nine. Has to be nine. How did the Rabbi get to that? Because the Rabbi Mamish began with Mamish, it's like Ket. The Rabbi Mamish and Mamish. The whole thing, the inverse of everything we just said, of the Rishonim. The Rabbi learned the Bein Tana de Mishneh, Bein Tana de Braisa have one and the same, a uniform, Shia for Tkiyah. How long? Nine Koiches long. Nine Koiches long. Now, how do I express that in terms of the middle coil? How do I express it in terms of the middle coil? So if the middle coil consists of three Shvorim, which is what the Tana de Braisa held, so the Tanna Braisa said, Shir Kiyah, Ketruah. The Truah you're blowing in the middle consists of three Shvarim. So that's the way, that's how you want to know how long is the Kiyah, Shlosha Shvarim. Go measure how long it takes to blow Shlosha Shvarim. That's how long the Kiyah should be. The Tanna of the Mishnah held that what you're blowing in the middle is three Vovets. Vovets calls Koshu, two, two, two. Three times that is the same Shir as the Kiyah of the Braisa. So that, right, it comes out, if he's there, the three, it's ongenum, like the three vavis, you use the length of one shever, so three times three is three vavis is one, so three truas, the same thing, it's three shvorim. But if in that, it comes out, mamash niflomoid, that according to the Rabbi, there's one uniform shir tekiyah, ben if you're going to ashat, ben if you're going to rat. In Tarat, the Shiat Kiyah is three times what you blew in the middle. In Shvorim, Gerade, it happens to go inside. And then that's the Shvorim. It means Fakert. That's a Shiat Kiyah. Now, less than that, according to Rabbi, is this Shiat Kiyah in the color, or is this Shiat Kiyah in the midst of it? We don't know, but it's not the Gaya too much. But that's what you have to blow. But there's no idea that, the first one equals the middle one, Be'atzim. There's no such law of Be'atzim. The Shiat is a uniform length of Kiyah. Half of a fellow. That's why the fact that the other sheet don't have like this, the sheet of the loins, what Tosfos Mechadesh Venire, the Venire, and also there's a Moker Ben Chananel leads us to the following Shalim Poiskim. The Shalim Poiskim. Shalim Poiskim, you find the Mishnah Berurah already. When Yecheshbin, Shir Kiyah Ketruah, Shir Kiyah Ketruah. So the shallow is like the shallow is the key has to be as long as you've blown the tool. So the main shallow is in Tashvat, there's Machogish Shenim, maybe next we'll talk about it, but Tashvat is blown bin Shimachas or Bishenim Shimas. Machogish Shenim, over the Machogish Shenim. But the Mafsik bin Shim, bin Shvorim, bin Tool of Tashvat. This has repercussions and Shia Kiyah Ketuah. This is Shalom Poiskim, Machoinim. Shia Kiyah Ketuah, if you hold that you have to be mafsig with a neshima between Shvorim and Tuah, like we do in the most kilos do it in the Kiyah Sasei the Brochus, we follow the Besesef. It says in Kiyah Demumah, you blow Shvorim and Tuah with Shen Neshimas. So there's the Kiyah, there's the Kiyah have to be corresponding longer. There's a mashal, but somebody stands with a stopwatch about Kiyah Negei, and in the long Zich Negei. Is the Shia Kiyah Ketuah, is it increased? The feed the sheet is that Ashrat is daft, the Shvorim Tuah is daft with Shen Neshimas. Right? The mark of that, certainly if you hold that the Shia is not an objective Shia, but rather as long as the Shvorim Tuah takes to be Yotze, you have to blow the Tkiyah, so then in Chodam you can hear that Ashrat with Shen Neshimas is longer than Ashrat with Shema, that the Tkiyah of the Shen Neshimas has to be longer than the Tkiyah of Ben Shemachas with the Kedei Neshimah. It's a Mashal Kedei Neshimah. If you hold no, but it's a tzad to say no, Neshimas don't count. Neshimas don't count. Ben Hananel is interesting. There's no raya to Tashvat Shaila, but if you go back to Ben Hananel, we started with it. Ben Hananel says that Shvoim is longer than two, for what reason? We started off with Ben Hananel. Why is Shvoim longer than two? Not because each Shev is longer than each Yevovah. Because the hefzik between Shev is longer than the hefzik between Yevovahs. He says, and that's why he says Shvoim is longer than Yevovahs. So the blowing, the sound of the Shev and the sound of the two, the length of the sound, if you measure the sound, the length of the sound is identical. There's a hefzik, there's a silence between the sounds that makes the Shev longer. Yeah, but that hefzik, that defines the code. That's a different hefzik. That's a different hefzik than hefzik between Shvoim and Tur. The Shvoim and Tur is because they have to be mafzik between the Shvoim and Tur and not blow up in Shimachah. So you mafzik by taking in the Shimer. Otherwise, it's possible because that's not a tefillah, that's not a sefer. We'll see next week, you miss something other. In the Ben Hanano, the function of the stop is to define the code. It's magdia, the chefs of the code. Part of the Abdor of the chefs of the code, like he says, Mefuvish. So then it's posted in Ben Hanano, if they shit kir kishvorim, it's posted, he wouldn't say, let's just take a tape recorder and measure the sounds and condense them and blow a key as long as the sounds are. That's posted. There's no mockum to say that. Because the chefs of shvorim is defined by the sound with the hefzik. Benichusa with the third call Benichusa, and like he says, that's possible, and two is defined by the Smuchim Zelzah. So Mechananel is no way. Okay, good night, Thomas.